Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. I have Michelle Cobb with me, publisher of Audiophile. We're talking about memoirs, and we have a subtext of grief. And I think today's book certainly speaks to that.
Yes, we're talking about Hereafter, written and read by Amy Lynn.
I have read reviews of this and heard discussions about this, and it is supposed to be an extraordinarily beautiful, moving, almost a miracle of a book.
Yes, I would agree with all of that. It's really an affecting exploration of the sudden death of her 32-year-old husband, Curtis. And she's sharing her emotional journey, both of their love story and, of course, of the aftermath of his passing. And though it almost felt to me like the definition of tragedy, it still had some lovely moments in it. It's just so hard when you have your husband who's young and healthy and he's going out to participate in a virtual half marathon during the pandemic and he dies. There's no reason or ultimately a clear explanation for what happened. So there she is. She's having to work through the business of, you know, cremation, a memorial service, next steps. What does it mean for her life? And she ends up in the hospital with serious blood clots, and she's got to make these major medical decisions for herself without having time to process his death and the ultimate impact on her life. So it is a lot of punches in a very short period of time.
And of course, she's very young too.
Yes. I mean, it's just a level of difficulty that is hard to imagine. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that she was brave enough to share the story, because you feel her living in it when she reads. You know, her pain, her longing for his presence, it's actually palpable. And the wonderful moments they shared together come through in this generous, quiet narration.
Yeah, I read the chapters are very, very short.
Yes. And the book is short. It's 3.5 hours.
Wow. But almost a lot like memories, right? You know, because the chapters are so short.
Yes.
Sort of the way you remember something.
The writing is so strong. Mm-hmm. And you just feel the love that was in between them. You know, you're jumping around in time and you've got the sadness, but it's truly a joy that they had between them. And it's just a beautiful listen in that way.
Let's hear a little bit.
These are some of her memories of Curtis.
Okay. This is Hereafter, written and read by Amy Lynn.
We have been married 21 months, together almost 7 years. Curtis is 32. I am 31. He brews green tea in glass pots for me and practices magic tricks in our cramped bathroom, which he performs for me later, with relative degrees of success. If he knows it will make me laugh, he vamps naked up and down our small apartment's hallway, twisting his body this way and that, preening for the gleam of my teeth in my mouth as I bear them in a laugh only for him. I do not always know how to remember. In certain moments, my life with him feels illusory. A soft sheen falls over our life, and it is a delicate thing. Did it happen? Was I a wife? Did he wake up beside me? Did we laugh? I know the answers are yes. But I know this like I know he is dead, which is to say none of it feels true all the time.
Aside from or contributing to the power of her words, the level of contained emotion in her voice is truly astounding.
It really is. And this is the kind of book where I want everyone to listen, you know, young people to listen if they haven't experienced grief, and people who have experienced grief to hear it, to know that someone else understands what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a really lovely book. So please go out and listen to this one. Exactly.
For Hereafter, written and read by Amy Lynn, an extraordinary book in what seems to be an equally extraordinary narration. Michelle, thank you so much for talking about this.
Thank you.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Hachette Audio. And follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts, and you know what to do next. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.